Here we are with the good stuff. That's right. It's Kim and Mike Burge out of the Heart City. And thank you so much both to the radio station that you're listening to and all of you for listening as we share good things in life.
Today on The Good Stuff, I'm going to feature something from Edgar Guest that I know he's one of Jim Thompson's favorite. Jim just had a birthday last week, so happy birthday late there, Jim. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area and Cherry County, Nebraska. 50 things to do. You can find it all on the website at visitvalentine.com. International dark skies, Niobrara River, tallest waterfall in the state of Nebraska. It's all in Cherry County.
And Tri-State Livestock News. I don't know if you know this, but they are a very reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. You need to connect to them to be in the know. TSLN.com. Go online for the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and guess what? That's where you subscribe.
It couldn't be done. From Edgar Guest, today on The Good Stuff. Somebody said it couldn't be done, but he, with a chuckle, replied that maybe it couldn't, but he would be one who wouldn't say so till he had tried. So he buckled right in with the trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hit it. He started to sing, and he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one has ever done it." But he took off his coat, and he took off his hat, and the first thing we knew, he'd begun it. With a lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubting or quit it, he started to sing, and he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesize failure. There are thousands to point out to you, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin, just take off your coat and go to it. Just start to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it. From Edgar Guest, today on The Good Stuff.
And Mike, I have a piece, I don't know what it's called, but it came from Julie French. She is the KDIO Chief Operator up there in Minnesota. Again, the station is KDIO in Ortonville, Minnesota. That's 1350 on your AM dial, booming out of the Big Stone Country. And this is what she sent. You are holding a cup of coffee when someone comes along and bumps into you, or shakes your arm, making you spill your coffee everywhere. Why did you spill coffee? Because someone bumped into me. Wrong answer. You spilled the coffee because there was coffee in your cup. Had there been tea in your cup, you would have spilled tea. Whatever is inside the cup is what will spill out. Therefore, when life comes along and shakes you, which will happen, whatever is inside you will come out. It's easy to fake it until you get rattled. So we have to ask ourselves, what's in my cup? When life gets tough, what spills over? Joy, gratitude, peace, humility, anger, bitterness, victim mentality, and quitting tendencies? Life provides the cup. You choose how to fill it. Today, let's work toward filling our cups with gratitude, forgiveness, joy, words of affirmation, resilience, positivity and kindness, gentleness, and love for others. Thank you, Julie. And off we go with more. Okay, now this one you have to envision. A couple of cowboys are visiting, and the one cowboy has a puppy. He shows the puppy to the other cowboy, and he says, "They're a cross between a red heeler and that mutt the preacher's got. I call them faith healers."
A faith healer?
Yeah, like an H-E-E-L-E-R. Oh, yep, isn't that cute?
All right, I got it.
You got it. Well, everybody else did right away, but I wanted to make sure
Took me a minute.
Yeah. Oh, and here's another one. A bicyclist came whizzing down a steep hill and smashed into a car. As I stood there watching in horror, I ran over to see if I could help and discovered the wild rider was a friend of mine, an attorney. I knew he was going to be just fine when the first words out of his mouth were, "Did the driver admit he was at fault?" That's from Gretchen Humphrey, and the other piece was by A.W. Irwin.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for The Good Stuff.